Happy birthday. Hey kids, it's time for a huge happy birthday to Elise! We wish you the happiest birthday ever, Elise. All right, guys, before we hear more from the crazy creatures of Magi Majora, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
My name is Ellie. I'm 6 years old, and I'm from America, and I really like playing soccer.
Hi, I am Heather Meerkat, and I'm 6 years old. I'm from London, and I like drawing.
My name's Reka. I'm 7 years old, and I like drawing. And I come from Singapore.
Hello, my name is Zoe. I'm 6 years old. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I like reading, spending time with family and friends, and doing gymnastics.
Well done, guys. You're amazing. Okay, Ruby, let's get on with the story.
The Curse of the Comm Crystals. In the enchanting land of Magi Majora, where every creature had its own magic and mystery, a wizard named Wizzlethorpe, known for his bright polka-dotted vest and mismatched shoes, was tinkering in his workshop. This was no ordinary workshop. It was a cauldron of chaos and creativity, filled with bubbling potions, twinkling lights, and books that whispered secrets if you listened close enough. Wizzlethorpe had an idea brewing in his mind, an idea as bright as the propeller on his massive, floppy wizard's hat. He needed someone with a knack for gadgets and gizmos, and who better than Sparky Flarkbottom, the gnome whose clothes clinked with tiny gears and cogs. When Sparky arrived, her spring-loaded shoes bounced with each step.
"Sparky!"
exclaimed Wizzlethorpe, his bells jingling excitedly.
"I got an idea, the serpent that can change Magi Majora forever!"
Sparky, with her bright blue eyes sparkling with curiosity, peered over her big goggles.
"Tell me more, Wizzlethorpe!"
Together, they huddled over a cluttered table strewn with magical artifacts and mechanical parts. Wizzlethorpe explained his vision for a device that could send sounds and moving pictures across Magi Majora instantaneously.
"I call it the Comm Crystal,"
he declared with a flourish. Sparky's mind raced with possibilities.
"We could use quartz crystals for their natural resonance and enchant them,"
she suggested, her hands already sketching designs in the air. For the next several days and nights, the workshop was alive with a frenzy of activity. Wizzlethorpe chanted spells while Sparky welded and wired. They tested and tweaked, mixing magic with mechanics, until at last the Comm Crystal came to life. The Comm Crystal was a marvel, a palm-sized, shimmering crystal in a delicate metal frame, pulsing with an inner light. To send a message, one simply had to tap the crystal twice, speak into it, and then tap it again. The crystal would whir and zap, sending the message through the ether to another Comm Crystal. Excited to test their creation, Sparky ran outside, held the crystal, and said,
"Hello, Wizzlethorpe. This is a test message. If you receive this, please send a reply."
She tapped the crystal again, and it hummed softly before going silent. Back in the workshop, Wizzlethorpe's crystal buzzed to life. He heard Sparky's message.
"Hello, Wizzlethorpe. This is a test message."
And laughed in delight.
"Sparky!"
he shouted.
"We've done it. This is brilliant. Come to my workshop at once. We must show this to everyone."
Sparky came running happily.
We need a name for the special messages that the calm crystal sends.
How about Twinkles?
Suggested Wizzlethorpe.
Perfect,
said Sparky.
Let's get to work.
Word of the Calm Crystal spread like wildfire across Majimajura. The creatures of the island were mesmerized by this new invention. They queued outside Wizzlethorpe's workshop, eager to get their own Calm Crystals. They loved to send each other messages and moving pictures. Soon, everyone had one. Well, not quite. Not everyone was impressed with this new technology. Grumblegut the Ogre, a towering creature with skin as rough as tree bark and a stench that could wilt flowers, was doubtful. He preferred the roar of his voice to the whisper of a crystal. One day, Grumblegut returned from his usual stomp in the whimsical whispering woods to find his cave mates, Troller the Troll and Snotbeard the Giant, completely absorbed in their comm crystals. Troller was chuckling at a twinkle showing a sludge monster clumsily trying to dance ballet in a puddle of mud. It sloshed around like a deranged, muddy maniac. Snotbeard, meanwhile, was watching a twinkle about preparing the perfect goat stew. It showed a burly chef demonstrating how to tenderize the meat using a stone hammer, a tip that Snotbeard found particularly useful. Feeling ignored, Grumblegut decided to visit Jinx and Snickerfang, the goblins. He pulled back the curtain of bones and feathers at their burrow's entrance and found them staring at twinkle after twinkle. One showed a pixie trying to outfly a dragonfly. While another displayed a group of vampires daring to have a daylight beach party, complete with beach umbrellas and inflatable mattresses. Grumblegut's curiosity led him to Granny Gigglesnort's cottage. He knocked on her door, and it swung open. He peered inside. The old witch was chuckling at a twinkle on her comm crystal. It showed a group of pixies playing tricks on a sleeping dragon, making its smoke form funny shapes. Granny Gigglesnort was so amused that she didn't even notice Grumblegut's arrival. He sighed and went to the little castle of Sir Chucklenugget. The castle was decorated with old shields, rusty axes, and cracked swords. The moat around the castle was filled with friendly ducks and colourful fish. To announce his arrival, Grumblegut approached the castle's drawbridge. The doorbell was an old helmet hung beside the door, which visitors tapped gently with a small decorative hammer. Grumblegut, with his large, clumsy hands, awkwardly tapped the helmet, sending a metallic clang echoing through the courtyard. There was no answer. Grumblegut peered through a window and saw Sir Chucklenugget staring at, you guessed it, a comm crystal. Even Sheldon the Shield was staring at a comm crystal of his own. The same happened again and again throughout Majimajura. Everyone was hooked to their comm crystals. Frustrated and lonely, Grumblegut complained,
this is ridiculous! These comm crystals are ruining everything! No more stompy romps! No more brawling around in the mud! No more laughter! No arguing! Just silence!
He thought for a moment and said,
I think there's only one thing to do. The billowing belly slap.
He set off for the highest hill in the whimsical Whispering Woods. At the top, he stood on a rock. He took a deep breath, stretched out his muscly arms, and unleashed his bellowing belly slap. The sound was so thunderous that it echoed through the land, shattering all the comm crystals in Majimajura. Smash after smash could be heard in all directions. As the last echoes of his belly slap faded, a hush fell over the island. Then slowly, the creatures of Majimajura began to emerge from their homes, blinking in the sunlight. They looked around, realizing that something had been wrong.
What's going on?
They wondered aloud.
What will we do without our comm crystals?
Grumblegut, standing tall and proud, bellowed,
"Talk to each other, you silly creatures. There's more to life than just twinkles and zaps."
And so they did. Conversations and arguments blossomed throughout Majimajura. The island was once again filled with the sounds of roaring and laughter. The creatures of Majimajura learned that while new inventions, like the comm crystal, could be exciting and useful, nothing could replace the joy and connection of face-to-face conversations and the simple pleasures of being together.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.